Now, having said that, the other thing that has been posted almost as many times today is this video from Malcolm Roberts. And everybody's up in arms saying, but Malcolm Roberts is a senator and he knows what he's talking about and he's in Parliament and he's saying that Section 5123A, yes, can stop the Commonwealth from imposing mandatory vaccinations, but it can't stop the states. And he goes on in further detail and says that, you know, yes, a lot of people are relying on Section 109 of the Commonwealth Constitution, which says where a law of a state and a law of the Commonwealth are inconsistent, that the latter shall prevail. But he's saying, but the Commonwealth Constitution is not a Commonwealth law, so Section 109 is not going to protect you, so you need to watch out because the states can indeed impose mandatory vaccinations. So, can we address this once and for all for the 473,000 people that have emailed or messaged me today?
Well, Senator Roberts needs to have a deeper look into the Commonwealth Constitution.
Yes.
And I happened to be the one when I was in Senator Carleton's office who introduced Senator Roberts to the Constitution.
The dusty book on the shelf that he'd never read before you came along.
He didn't even have it on the shelf. I had to actually go down to the legislative bookshop in the Parliament and get him a copy. Okay, once I opened his eyes to that Constitution, he was running around like a kid with a new toy.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the eyes that are following the tally prompter in front of him?
Definitely, yes. Mm. Well, Senator Roberts needs to look at the Commonwealth Constitution Act Clause 5.
Mm-hmm.
Clause 5 says, this Act and all laws made by the Parliament of the Commonwealth under the Constitution shall be binding on the courts, judges and people of every state and of every part of the Commonwealth, notwithstanding anything in the laws of any state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Binding.
That's, yeah, but notwithstanding means without being opposed to it.
But that's what his argument is. He's saying notwithstanding any laws of the state. So his argument is, well, if there's not a specific law of the Commonwealth that forbids mandatory vaccination, then the states can create a law that says that.
And there is a law.
Well, his argument is there isn't. So who's right?
Well, the Constitution bears out as right from the very beginning. He was right by citing Section 109,
mm-hmm.
and Section 109 cites that if there is a Commonwealth law,
mm-hmm.
then, of course, that law prevails.
But I can't quite understand it. I'm connecting some dots or attempting to connect some dots, but it appears, and I welcome Senator Roberts to correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears as though what he's suggesting is that the Commonwealth Constitution is not a law of the Commonwealth, and therefore there is no contrary law of the Commonwealth. That seems to be what he's saying.
According to the Quick and Garran, and they cite a particular court case, and that's Gibbons versus Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
And it specifically says, would be applicable to the interpretation of the Australian Constitution in order to determine the question, the power granted by Section 51 must be read in conjunction with Sections 108 and 109.
Right, so it's pretty clear.
Pretty clear, very clear. The Commonwealth Constitution is a law of the Commonwealth for which the states have to, and this is reflected not only in 109, but Section 106. So the state constitution is subject to, right, all laws of the states are subject to the paramount law, which is the Commonwealth Constitution.
Correct.
The Constitution is for which, where all justice comes from. So the Queen's, her power is defined there, mm-hmm. the Executive's power, the Parliament's power.
Mm-hmm. Most importantly.
Most importantly, the Parliament's power. Now, Senator Roberts, really please, Sit down and read Clause 5 and, for once, ignore the legal advisors for One Nation. Because Peter Gargan and myself had those legal advisors running out of our office with their tail between their legs. They could not put up any arguments against us.
Mm-hmm.
We could only see a very dark energy around their, those legal advisors. Mm. So Senator Roberts needs to look at the Constitution and read it under his own interpretation and with the, in conjunction with the Quick and Garran.
Absolutely. And if he needs a copy of that, he can, of course, get a copy from our website, and that's on our products page. It might assist him. So I just wanted to, I just wanted to cover that like straight up on tonight's show, because as I said, we've literally received almost as many comments, emails, posts, whatever, about that particular video as we have about the mandatory vaccination petitions. So hopefully that clears it up for people once and for all. And, by all means, go back to Senator Roberts and point these things out. And, again, just ask him the question. Where do you claim that the Commonwealth Constitution is not a law of the Commonwealth?
Mm. And tell him to get a better teleprompter.
Yes.
And better legal advice.
Better legal advice, absolutely. All right, so there's some good food for thought as we go into our first break.